USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he is following through on a threat he made last week to move this year's GOP convention from Charlotte, North Carolina, to another venue where a normal full-capacity convention is guaranteed to be held. The president announcing it in a tweet last night, not long after North Carolina's Democratic Governor Roy Cooper said again that because of the coronavirus, he could not guarantee that the event scheduled for August could be held at full capacity. Primary election day in seven states. Very good to Joe Biden, the former VP winning Democratic primaries in Indiana, Maryland, Montana, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and South Dakota. Biden now only about 100 delegates short of locking up the nomination. Meanwhile, Republican Congressman Steve King of Iowa was defeated in a Republican primary race. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.